image. The very longing designed as a beacon to call us to God and eternal relationship with Him becomes misused as a drive and motivation for conquering and pursuing our own immortality and legacy. Some will miss the eternity they seek altogether, while others will gain life but miss the more abundant life God intends. Satan can hijack the good that is at the core of our deep longings for eternity and immortality. Without discipline and caution, we can make the object of our desires more important than the one who is the author of our longings. While our real need is to be in relationship with the King, God, for eternity, we can spend our lives seeking to be the King here on earth. And the results of following that me-centered script will always be tragic. The Kingdom of Me script. For the sake of clarity, let's draw a distinction between our desires and our longings. In this book, longings are defined as deep-rooted emotions that shape and influence our actions, but can't be satisfied on this side of eternity. Their thirst is unquenchable. Our pursuit of them is like trying to climb a nearly vertical wall of sand. We take steps but make little progress. Desires are more concrete. These are things that can be pursued and conquered. Desires are tangible, and you can put your hands on them. We take a step and it feels like we are making progress. But progress to what? Conquering something in this life and in our kingdom? Make a list of everything in this life that you've won, conquered, or achieved that will have value beyond the grave. Do you see it? Most desires have a scorecard only on this side of eternity and have little value in satisfying our eternal-based longings. We must learn to shape and discipline our desires around an eternal perspective of home that transcends the temporary places we have here on earth. Our core longings are about being in relationship with our Creator for eternity.